You may have noticed as you walked in, or maybe you didn't, the annual DSA happens once a year. And you have DSA brochures, the Diocesan Services Appeal. It is my privilege and joy to talk to you about this morning. This is why I became a priest, for sure. So you have a brochure explaining what is the DSA and where does the money go, what's the point of it, and then an envelope so that you can make a pledge. But I don't just want to talk about DSA this morning. I kind of want to talk about tithing and giving here at St. Mary Parish, maybe to other organizations that you give to, and to talk about it in general, what it is and why it's so important. I know that a sermon on money is everybody's favorite, but actually Jesus speaks about money a lot in Scripture. He talks about money as much as he talks about prayer, maybe even more. And it intuitively makes sense, because as he says in one place, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That what we really love and what we really worship is borne out through the way that we do spend our time, our money, a lot of other things too, but money is one of those things that it shows what we think is worth it. And the word for worship actually comes from worth, worthship. What has worth? What do we value? And the way that we use, and especially the way that we give our money, can be an act of worship where we say to God, you're worth it. And the first reading actually bears some of this out, but I want you to know that I am not talking about money for my own benefit. I mean, I hope you know. Maybe you all know this, but like, I don't make more money. I don't get a bigger salary if St. Mary, if we all tithe more. Rich parish, poor parish, whatever parish, Catholic priests in the Diocese of Lansing, we make the same amount of money. So if we tithe more to St. Mary's, I don't get to drive a Mercedes-Benz. I don't really want to drive a Benz. I wouldn't have become a priest if that was my goal, because you can't get rich being a priest. And that's a good thing. What I do care about, part of the reason I want to talk about money is because, well, I don't know if I want to, but I should, is because Jesus does. And so, if I'm going to preach, I got to preach the gospel. But the other reason that I'm a little more excited, if I ever am excited to talk about money, is because it's about the mission of the church. It's about the mission of the church. There are a lot of organizations just out there, and they have a lot of different missions. Some of them are good, some of them are important, but none of them are as important as the one mission that God gave to human beings 2,000 years ago when Jesus told his disciples in his final words in the flesh on earth, when he said to them, go into the whole world, preach the gospel to every creature, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And he says, I'll be with you to the end of the age. That is, we call that the Great Commission, where Jesus confers on them this mission. And that's the mission of the church. There's not a more important mission that any other institution could have than the one that we have. And St. Mary is a local, particular incarnation, right here in Pinckney, of that mission that Jesus gave 2,000 years ago. I believe that. Now, we're not the only institution that does the mission of the church or the mission that Jesus gave, but we are a local incarnation of that. And so it's important for us to remember when we think about giving, or when we think about the way that we use our money. I was thinking about institutions and the one, you know, lots of them ask for our money. And I was actually especially thinking about Michigan and Michigan State. And I don't mean basketball, I just mean that, like, first of all, they make a lot of money on tuition. Like, they charge through the nose for tuition, colleges do. But they also get tax money. And then I don't know what they do with all the sports revenue, but they mail to their alumni requests for money. Could you send us money? Why do they do that? I mean, sure, they get to drive a Mercedes, you know, like, but they believe in the mission of what they're doing. So there's only one reason why I would not talk about money as a priest, and that is if I don't believe in St. Mary Parish or our mission. Turns out I do. So, I just want us to have that in mind when we, as we consider this. But actually giving to the Lord is, it begins with gratitude. It doesn't begin with the mission and the goal, that's important, but it begins actually way back with gratitude. It begins in the first reading. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "The priest shall receive the basket from you, and you shall set it in front of the altar of the Lord your God." We kind of hand it to the deacon, and then the deacon sets it in front of the altar of the Lord your God. This is what we do in church every single Sunday. And then Moses is saying, "He brought us out of Egypt with his strong hand and his outstretched arm." He's saying this to the people, and he's addressing God as well. "He brought us out of Egypt with his strong hand and his outstretched arm, with terrifying power, with signs and wonders, and bringing us into this country." This country, think of, they're talking about Israel. We could probably think about our, about America. We could also probably think about this country being brought into the Lord's family, into the church, being brought into a new life in Christ on a spiritual level. "So he brought us into this country. He gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. Therefore, I have now brought you the first fruits of the products of the soil which you, O Lord, have given me. And having set them before the Lord your God, you shall bow down in his presence." That last line he says to the people. But he's acknowledging, and we are to acknowledge first, how the Lord has blessed us. And the Lord has really blessed us. Now, I know there's need in our community. I know there are people who are in need. The vast majority of us, though, are very blessed, abundantly blessed, in many ways, including materially and financially. And the first step is for us to acknowledge what the Lord has given to us and in gratitude give back to him out of thanks, in freedom, in joy, not because I feel guilty or compulsion or, well, I know I'm supposed to do this. It's what I'm supposed to do. That's true, but it's supposed to be an act of gratitude, and the gratitude is really what makes it an act of worship. That's why we do it in Mass, is because it's an act of worship, where we say, "God, you're worth it. Your mission is worth it. And I'm just grateful for what you've given me, and here you go." The other thing about this is it's first fruits. "Therefore, I have now brought you the first fruits of the products of the soil." This is a very challenging one. What that means is, before I take care of my own needs, before I pay my bills, before I even pay my taxes or save for college or go out to eat at a place that has a lot of pad thai, which I spend too much money on pad thai. I'm giving it up for Lent. I shouldn't tell you what all the stuff I'm doing for Lent. And before I do that, I first sit down with the Lord, with my envelope maybe, and I say, "Lord, what can I give and what should I give? What would you like me to give?" And between you and the Lord and your spouse, maybe you talk, you pray, you think. This might imply budget. This might imply thinking about it and giving some thought and planning into it. And then decide in prayer. And St. Paul talks about everyone should give what they've decided freely and without compulsion. First, to go to the Lord. It's harder when we come to the end of the month or year or whatever, and we give whatever we have left over. Occasionally, circumstances do suggest that as a way of giving our first fruits, but normally, when we give first, when we first take care of ourselves and pay our bills and do our thing, you know, we pay our taxes, and then we come to the Lord, usually, we don't have as much left over. At least, I know whenever I did that, it didn't work out very well. It was much better when I did it first. The other thing about giving is the concept of tithing. So tithing means to give a tenth. And the idea throughout the Old Testament is that the people would give one-tenth of what they had back to the Lord, usually in the form of the Levitical priesthood. They would give it to the priests. But that was like a whole clan of priests. That's the sense of what we do when we give to the work of the church, right? I don't get a tenth of everything that St. Mary's owns. That would be ridiculous. Like, I don't even know what I would do with all that. What we do is we give it to the church, right? The priest might administrate it. And the idea of giving a tenth of your income to the Lord, that might, I don't know if you've ever heard that before, but that's what tithe means. So think about your income, just in your head. Imagine that number, your combined household income. Now think of 10% of that. It's pretty easy to, you probably already got it. Now that would be what it would be to tithe, to give that every year. That might be something that you might say, whoa, Father, like, I'm not really set up to do that right now. That's kind of a leap. I just want to suggest that that might be something to work toward, something to work toward, something to pray about. Is the Lord giving me the ability to do this? And is there a desire in my heart? Should I do this? And oftentimes, I don't know if this is in the Bible anywhere, but I found this is not something just that I believe, but I often think that it's most appropriate that we begin our tithe with our local community. So the way that I give, and I'm not trying to tell you how much I give, but I want you to know that I'm doing what I'm suggesting for you to think about. I'm doing that. I'm not asking you to do something that I don't do. So I give 5%, at least 5% first to St. Mary's, and then to the diocese, because we're Catholic, right? 5 to St. Mary's, because this is my parish community. This is the local incarnation of the Catholic Church, local incarnation of that Great Commission right here. And then to the diocese, because we're Catholic, we're not just St. Mary's, we're also the Catholic Church, Witness to Hope, DSA. And then there are other individuals or ministries, sometimes other organizations, that also carry out the ministry of the church. And I pray about that, and I say, Lord, I feel called to give to so-and-so. And then I do that. I'm suggesting that to you because that's not an exact commandment in the Bible, I don't think, but it is certainly a concept. It's a concept in the Bible. So I don't read the Bible to say, thou shalt give 10% to the Lord. You know, it's not quite like that. There's a lot more freedom that the Lord, he is inviting us to. But that is very much, as I say, a biblical concept for us to think about and to pray about. And I'm suggesting, the thing I'm suggesting about dividing it up is so that we ask the Lord, where would you like this to go? You know, how do you want to bless your work, Lord, through this? What we're doing here as a parish is very much his work. And we are entering into it. I've been here a year and a half, and I think about I'm entering into the labor and the sacrifice and the generosity and of so many people that came before me. And this is not a young parish. We've been around for a long time. We're entering into the mission here for a time. We're entering into that labor for a time. And then we're going to hand that to somebody else. And that sense of, and that's where the word stewardship really comes from. That we're saying, Lord, it's yours. I don't own this parish, but I'm part of it, and I'm totally invested. It's a lot like the way we use ownership. Having a sense of ownership, right? That sense of ownership is really what we mean by stewardship. So that we would gratefully acknowledge what the Lord has given us. So I want to encourage you to pray about this. Right now, we're currently underfunded. St. Mary, we're underfunded for the ministries that we're doing. So I want to ask you to prayerfully consider increasing your giving to St. Mary's if you're able to. For some of you, I mean, if everyone increased by $10 a week, that would be a huge blessing for the parish. If you are able to look at your income and say, you know what, I'm giving at 2%. I'd like to try 3%. You know, up your giving by 1% or 2% of your income, that would be a huge blessing. And I want all of us to consider the concept of tithing. And is the Lord giving me, is he blessing me in an ability to do that? And I want to just paint a picture of what's possible for us. I don't know how much any of you make, unless you work for me, and then I know how much you make. But I don't know what you make. But I know what the average is for, like, the median income for all the townships within a 10-mile radius of the parish. Now, if the 700 or so families that are at St. Mary were to do 5% to St. Mary and then maybe give elsewhere, if we did that, we would, in 2 years, be able to overfund and expand our ministries and pay off our debt completely. In 3 years, we could have free tuition at our school. If we wanted to, we could have free tuition. Oh, if you go to St. Mary's, you got a free Catholic school. Or we could do other things. So there's a lot of ways in which that this is a this could be a real blessing. Now, that's not a prophecy or a prediction. I'm just pointing out what's possible and why it's so important for us to pray and think about this. But again, above all, this is about what the Lord is calling you to do. And it is about, first and foremost, our gratitude and an act of worship, as I say, that when we give, when we write a check, when we put money in the envelope, when we put money in the basket, if it's online, online giving is a great way to give. It's a real blessing because it's very consistent, so that blesses us that way. But the act of giving, the Lord is wanting it to be an act of gratitude, where we acknowledge our gifts and we say, Lord, thank you. And I want to show you, I want to, with my money, show where I put my worth. Because it's in you. And it's in your mission. It's in what you're doing. And that the Lord would bring us more and more into a sense of giving as an act of worship. Again, that's why we do it at Mass. That's why we bring up the basket to the priest. And I mean, what we're doing is so ancient. We've been doing this before we were Christian. We were doing this when we were Jewish, right? We're the same people. I mean, we're God's people. This is an ancient thing. And he calls us to worship him. It's amazing how similar that is to now. He calls us to worship him as he called the church in the Middle Ages and the church in the early church and all the way back to the time of Moses. We've been doing this for a long time. We don't hear it very much in the Catholic Church right now. This is the second homily in 7.5 years I've given related to money. So if you're first time in church for 10 years and you're like, why is he talking about money? I don't know what to tell you. It's the second time in 7.5 years. But it's really important. This is a really important way in which we can offer all that we have and all that we are to worship the Lord.